Hi, this is Reverend Diane M. Daniels, and this is Beyond Sundays, Session 2. Our subject this time, interdependence. We honor the interdependent web of all existence and acknowledge our place in it. This Beyond Sundays session focuses on how our lives are woven together in ways both visible and unseen. Through readings, reflection, and journaling, we explore how to deepen our awareness of connection and commit to acts that nurture the web of life. Defining interdependence. This reading was taken from the UUA.org website. Interdependence, a reflection on UU shared values. We honor the interdependent web of all existence. With reverence for the great web of life and with humility, we honor our place in it. In our affirmation of the interdependent web of all existence, we can also trace the profound integration of science into our theological heritage. In both Universalism and Unitarianism, ideas most visibly proclaimed in the 19th century by the Transcendentalists were initially resisted, but then later embraced. Critical interpretations of the Bible influenced them, as did the burgeoning fields of biology and other sciences, as well as Eastern religions. Our transcendental forebears asserted we could know more about God and the nature of existence by turning to the natural world and the insights of science. They believed that the non-human world was more than just inert matter. It was moved and animated by a life force, a spark of the divine. Many nature conservation movements of the 19th and 20th centuries can trace their roots back to this theological heritage. Increasing religious plurality in our congregations has brought us information about perspectives and practices from many kinds of earth-based religions, thereby amplifying our understanding of our perfectly imperfect human existence as just one part of that great interconnected web. It should also serve to deepen our humility and reverence for the web of life. The core value of interdependence can and should play an important role in the need for human society to take action to curb global warming and help its populations work to avoid the worst scenarios of suffering and harm that could befall us if we don't recognize the radically interconnected nature of all existence, as well as our incontrovertible dependence on the health of Mother Earth's ecosystems. We cannot survive without her, Mother Earth. We must continue to speak and work for the survival of planet Earth and work to right-size our place in and on our blue boat home. In Unitarian Universalism, interdependence is the foundation of one of our recently adopted shared values and the principle that preceded it. We honor the interdependent web of all existence. With reverence for the great web of life and with humility, we acknowledge our place in it. It is the belief that all existence is connected in a vast, mutually dependent web of life. The emphasis is that humans are not separate from nature, but are fundamentally reliant on it and on each other for survival and meaning. I suggest viewing our existence as an inherent, inescapable relationship with all living beings and the planet itself. Key aspects of the UU definition of interdependence: connectedness. No person or living thing lives in isolation. We are all part of a larger whole. Mutual dependence. Humans depend on the Earth's ecosystem for survival, and this dependence extends to our relationships with other people and communities. Inherent relationships. Our existence is a product of and participation in the lives of others, both human and non-human. Ethical responsibility. Recognizing this interdependence creates an ethical responsibility to care for the web of life and for each other. Foundation of reality. It is seen not just as a concept, but the fundamental nature of reality, a lived reality of connection, regardless of our attempts to emphasize individualism. So why does interdependence matter now? Friends, we've spent some time reflecting on what interdependence means, this beautiful, challenging truth that we are all connected in the great web of existence. But now we turn to the question that always brings faith home to where we live and breathe. What does interdependence ask of us? How does it change how we see the world and how we move through it? Forrest Gilmore, whose words inspired tonight's reflections, reminds us that the seventh UU principle, respect for the interdependent web of all existence, isn't just an environmental statement. It's not only about saving trees, protecting oceans, or cherishing animals, though all those are sacred tasks. It's about saving ourselves, our humanity, our compassion, our sense of belonging to something greater than our individual lives. Unitarian Universalists treasure freedom of thought and conscience, and rightly so. But freedom without connection becomes isolation. When my truth and my life and my comfort become the center of the universe, we lose sight of something essential, that each of us is part of a sacred whole. The danger of unchecked individualism is that it blinds us to the ways we depend on each other for survival, growth, joy, and meaning. Interdependence reminds us that no life stands alone. The food we eat, the water we drink, the technology we use, the love we receive, all comes from a vast web of being that stretches across time and space. The web is not just a metaphor, it's reality. And to live as though we are separate from it is to live in illusion. So what, we might ask again. The so what is that interdependence calls us to live differently. It calls us to wake up from the dream of separation and return to relationship. It asks us to soften our edges, to listen more deeply, and to remember that how we treat another, one another, and how we treat the earth is how we treat the holy itself. When we honor the interdependent web, we're not just caring for the planet, we're participating in a sacred exchange. Every act of generosity, every moment of kindness, every choice to repair instead of discard, to forgive instead of resent, strengthens that web. Forrest Gilmore tells a story of transformation, a vision quest in the desert where he realized, as the sun rose over the mountains, that he was not apart from creation, but a part of it. He took the name Forest to remind himself that he belonged to the waters, the plants, the people, the stars, that he belonged, not stood apart. And in that belonging, there was healing, there was clarity, there was peace. Friends, interdependence isn't just a principle we recite. It's a practice we live. It's an antidote to the loneliness and fragmentation that plague our world. It's a way of remembering who we really are, threads in a divine tapestry that can only be whole when woven together. If we take that seriously, it will change how we relate to one another in this congregation, in our homes, in our communities. It changes how we speak to the cashier at the grocery store, how we respond when someone cuts us off in traffic, how we choose our words online, and how we show up for those in pain. Because every interaction is an opportunity to affirm or to deny our interdependence. Every encounter is a moment of creation, a chance to weave another strand of compassion, understanding, and connection into the world. When we begin to really see interdependence, not as an abstract principle, but as the heartbeat of existence, something shifts in us. It's as if the wall we've built around our heart starts to come down. We stop seeing the world as mine and yours, us and them, and begin to understand that we rise and fall together. That shift changes everything. We can no longer ignore the suffering of others because their suffering touches us. We can no longer justify apathy or indifference because we know deep down that indifference is another form of disconnection. Interdependence says, you matter and I matter, and the space between us matters too. It reminds us that the health of our planet, our communities, and our own spirits are woven together like the threads of a single cloth. When one thread frays, the whole tapestry is affected. That's not just poetry, it's truth. The so what of interdependence is that it asks us to make that truth visible in our daily living, to make it visible in how we spend our money, how we vote, how we talk to our neighbors, how we care for those whose lives are different from our own. If we believe we are all connected, then compassion isn't optional, it's essential. If we believe we are all part of one great web, then justice work isn't just a hobby for the passionate few, it's the sacred responsibility of us all. And if we truly believe that love sits at the center of this web, then our lives are not our own to hoard or protect. They are gifts to be shared. That's what Forrest Gilmore was pointing toward when he said that our seventh principle might serve better as our first. Because if we start with interdependence, if we begin by recognizing that we are bound to each other, every other principle finds its proper place. Justice becomes not an idea, but a relationship. Equity becomes not a goal, but a practice. Transformation becomes not a theory, but a lived experience of mutual care. And so, friends, here we are, standing in what Joanna Macy called the Great Turning. We live in a moment of enormous possibility and profound responsibility. Our choices now, as people, as communities, as a species, will determine whether the web of life stretches stronger or tears beyond repair. It can feel overwhelming, can't it? But Macy invites us into a powerful exercise, to imagine ourselves in a future where humanity has made that turning, where compassion, sustainability, and justice have become the norm. From that future, she asks, how did we get here? What gave us the courage to act, to hope, to persevere? That's a question worth asking ourselves today and every day. What will it take for us, as Unitarian Universalists, as spiritual seekers, as people of conscience, to live as if the web is real? Maybe it starts with small steps, a conversation where we choose to listen more than we speak, a purchase we make with mindfulness instead of impulse. A commitment to repair a relationship instead of walking away. A prayer whispered for someone we've never met. Maybe interdependence begins in the quiet, everyday moments when we decide that connection matters more than comfort. Because interdependence is not a call to uniformity. It's a call to unity. Not sameness, but solidarity. Not control, but cooperation. And if we could remember that, if we can keep choosing to live as people bound together by love, then we become part of the healing that our world so desperately needs. In the end, the so what of interdependence is simple and profound. We are not alone, and we never have been. Our freedom finds meaning only in relationship. Our lives gain purpose only when we recognize the web that holds us. So when you go about your week, notice the web. Feel it beneath your feet and around your heart. See it in the eyes of the people you pass on the street, the rustle of trees outside your window, the quiet strength of this community. Remember, every act of love strengthens the web. Every gesture of care, every moment of awareness, every step toward justice, it all matters. Let's make interdependence not the last of our principles, but the first one we live. Let's make it our daily prayer, our practice, our promise. And may we move together, forward, held, sustained, and inspired by the beautiful, unbreakable web of life that connects us all. Thank you for your time and attention. This has been Reverend Diane M. Daniels with Beyond Sundays.